Now we're joined by Salisbury Panthers Lady Basketball Coach, Coach Billington. Coach, your girls have been competing in the Salisbury tournament down there and was supposed to play tonight against Norbert in the championship game and ended up getting pushed back because of the weather rescheduled. But talk to us how the tournament went for you this week.
We've had a very good tournament. You know, obviously being a championship game, we opened up with a 49-26 win over Glasgow in the first round. I thought for our first game back from Christmas break, we came out and played pretty good. Especially defensively, holding them to 26. Offensively, you know, you always kind of have a little bit of shaky starts sometimes, teams right after Christmas break. So I thought Glasgow did a good job of keeping us out of some of our stuff, you know, and slowing us down and taking some transition opportunities away from us. But I was pretty pleased with that ball game, you know, and given the situation. And then had a nice win in the semifinals, 58-41. Over Paris there on Wednesday night, and I thought we played three pretty good quarters there. I thought the second quarter we kind of put it on coast mode, it seemed like, and didn't score the basketball until the 2.5 minute mark in that quarter, and we had a 10-11 point lead at the end of the first quarter, and we allowed Paris to cut into that, and we took a 26-23 lead into the half. And then we came out in the second half, and the girls did a really nice job from the get-go of the second half, and we opened up a nice lead there again and pulled away for the 17-point win.
Can you tell us who some of those girls that have been making the difference this week for your team?
Well, Bryn Wooldridge and Chloe Wyatt, Brooks Fankowitz, they're always really solid for us defensively, rebounding, scoring the basketball. Those three are always really solid. Bryn and Chloe were both in foul trouble against Paris, and we had several players that really stepped up. Brooke Bartholomew, Abigail Gebhart, Rachel Fessler, Maddie White, Caitlin Gertis, Lizzie Bales, those girls, they all really stepped up and played big minutes. And we actually separated and pulled away from Paris with three girls came off the bench regularly for us on the floor. So I'm very pleased with the bench play that we've had this week. And hopefully that'll be a strength for us going down. We've got a nice club and we have a lot of depth. And it's good to see them come in and respond and be able to hold their own.
And we mentioned earlier that the championship game got pushed back due to the weather, as the weather kind of wreaked havoc on the tournament for tonight and tomorrow. But when you ever do get to replay that championship game, you'll match up with the Norbert Lady Pirates, and you know both of your teams are playing pretty good right now, and that probably won't change, so that should be a good matchup no matter when it is.
Yeah, we were excited to go tonight. I was a little disappointed that the weather kind of did what it did because we were ready to go, and Norbert's got a nice club, and I think we match up pretty well against each other. We've got some length and some size, and they've got some girls that I think, you know, would match up with us. So I think it would be a good test and a good ball game for both of us to have. So I'm really looking forward to that. And when it does get made up, you know, I think it'll be a really good contest for us to have and kind of gauge, you know, where we're at, here later on in the season as we get closer to district time.